The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
All right, open for inspections gone wrong. With me on the line to talk about this is someone who knows a lot about styling property for open for inspections. And I think it's something that people are increasingly doing, making sure that the property is actually well presented when people go in to buy it so that it actually looks something like the photos that we see online. Sarah James, good morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So there's been some nightmares over these. Even I've experienced some nightmares. I can think of one where I went in, and this is more for the property being for lease rather than for sale, but the kitchen was charred and had obvious signs that had been on fire at one point. The cupboards were black, and obviously they were just trying to sort of, oh, well, we'll just rent out the home again and hope all goes well. But, I mean, that was an immediate turn-off, and it's hard to imagine someone renting the home in that instance. But there's all sorts of things that people sort of find when they do these open for inspections that probably people that are trying to promote their home could have thought of ahead of time.
Exactly. And when you're selling a property, you know, you're wanting to get the best bang for your buck. You know, we are talking money making here. So going to the extra trouble of ensuring that your home is well presented does actually get you more money when it comes to time to sell. We see a lot of people that I think are overwhelmed with emotion when they're making big decisions to move home or reinvest in another property. So they don't even know where to start. So in terms of horror stories, you know, sometimes to me it is laziness and it is costly for people. Things like decluttering probably my number one tip, and I say it in my sleep, declutter, declutter, declutter. Just put your things away. People want to be able to see the home that they're buying, not your personal belongings.
Yeah, that's a very, very fair point. Do you think that's a different standard when someone's selling the home as opposed to putting it out there for lease? Because you think about selling and, you know, you can make a lot of money doing that. But also for renting, you would think if it's a well-presented home, you could potentially get, you know, $10, $20, $30 extra per week, which would add up over the long term.
Yes, they're exactly the same. And you've got to see housing like any other marketable product. We are trying to drive an income from the home. So it needs to be marketed like any other product that goes to market. What you'll find with when you're leasing is it's sometimes out of the owner's hands if it's tenanted. So really you're relying on your existing tenant to present your property, you know, to draw attraction to it or to deter.
Yeah, which may not actually work. I mean, you talk about decluttering. Some tenants will have a bit of clutter there, and also they don't have much of an incentive to declutter because they don't want the place that they're vacating to be rented out for a high price.
Yes, so that can very much be a costly mistake for the owner of that tenanted property. When we talk about an owner-occupied property and bringing that to market, it's actually quite simple. You know, I could probably name five things that you can do that can prepare your home for sale to draw a positive attraction. Let's talk about cleaning. Having a commercial cleaner come through and clean your home in so that it sparkles and shines, it really attracts attention. If it feels the less lived in as possible, you know, when we go to a hotel, we know people have stayed there before, but for some reason, there's no personal belongings around. Everything's clean, everything's immaculate, and all of a sudden, we see it as luxurious.
Yes.
So apply that to you know, preparing your home.
And the commercial cleaners, they really do a much bigger benchmark, don't they? I mean, you know, they take it to a whole new level, keeping things clean.
Yeah, and I mean, they're professional. I think that's the best gift you can give yourself is a commercial cleaner, because no one's going to do it as well as them. Unless, you know, I know there's some people out there that are absolutely, you know, very, very good cleaners.
So tip number two?
Tip number two would be just to spruce up in the garden, you know, mulch your garden beds, clear the pathways, trim down, you know, your shrubbery. As long as it's presented neat and tidy, that's a really easy hack in preparing your entry and your backyard, particularly if you've got a nice al fresco area. It helps showcase, you know, gives it a homely feel. So that's another one. Painting is a very, very easy hack. People are deterred by bright colours, believe it or not. They want it to look quite neutral so that they can visualise their life within the home, as opposed to being overwhelmed with somebody else's desire for certain colours and themes. So painting also gives that fresh, unlived-in appeal where it does appear new, even though it's just a fresh coat of paint. So white paint every day of the week is definitely a tip from me.
Do you think that's just on the painting thing? I remember back in the sort of early 2000s, people were saying, oh, I don't like all these white walls, I want, you know, bright colours. Is it just a sort of fashion thing now that we like the neutral colours, or do you think that's going to be around to stay?
I think it's definitely around to stay, but I think people will always want to put their own twist on a home. And the difference between what I like and what you like and what a buyer sees as value, what they're willing to pay for, are three completely different things. So I think painting neutral colours and stripping back your personal belongings takes away your theme and what you know, your personal style within the home. People want to see a generic style when they're selecting a property to live in, so that they're not overwhelmed and that they can picture their style within the home without thinking, oh, I need to, you know, spend $20,000 on a new bathroom, or, you know, let's try and minimise the expense that they're going to have to make to get into a home to make it their own.
Yes, no, fair point. We're up to tip four.
Tip four, yes. Tip four would be lighting. So light plays a big part in when you're having your photos done that form your marketing campaign, but also welcoming people through the home. I'm talking, let's start from curtains, opening all the blinds, letting the outside in. There's nothing worse than walking into a home that's dark and dingy. The other thing is that we're all about really high wattage globes that make all of your perfectly cleaned surfaces and new paint job really sparkle and shine. So I always advise people to check all of their light bulbs and make sure they're fired up. They're not warm, they're super bright. No power savers when you're selling your home. You know, when you walk into a beautiful store and it's bright and it's,
yes,
you know, and sometimes it's a lot and you think, God, where am I? But it's got this really showy appeal. And that's what we try to create in display homes particularly. So that's also a good one for people. Let there be light.
Yep, now that's a really good tip, I think, and that makes a huge difference. And the final tip?
My final tip is to review your floor plan. So when there's going to be multiple people walking through the home, you're wanting to create almost like a thoroughfare. So what I tend to tell people is to strip back their furniture and find some storage for big, you know, bulky cabinetry and things for the duration of the sale, so that we're actually creating a more space, an illusion of areas that are usable for families. And, you know, you never know what people are looking for in a home. So if you're giving them as much space, bright, you know, elevated feel when they're walking through the property, they're going to react and think, this is bigger than it is, it's more spacious, it seems newer because it's fresh and it's clean. So, you know, when we look at people's bedrooms, we've got like the chair that you throw the clothes on, we've got, you know, side tables full of clutter next to your bed that have got, you know, bits and pieces, your life things, cords. So my suggestion is just to get rid of all those extra things that actually don't serve a purpose, so that your floor plan is simplistic, minimal, and creating a greater illusion of space.
Now, I want to hear about what have been your horror stories. What have you seen over the years that's really shocked you? I mean, I've had the charred cupboards. I went to one the other day where, it was the owner's personal touch, but they had one room and it must have had about 40 or 50 potted plants in the one room. Oh. I don't even know how you would water them, but the whole room was being taken over by pot plants.
Yeah, so clutter is the biggest thing that people don't even know. They just don't know they're living in as much clutter. And when I see people, I obviously need to be very careful because we don't want to offend anyone. We just want to help them sell their home, you know, for a higher price in a quicker amount of time. And so it's not about what you and I like, as I said before. Some horror stories I've had that I've really struggled to, you know, deliver the feedback. I've been to a home where a grown lady has rooms and rooms full of teddy bears, like all over the, like flooding out into the hallways, you know. And so how many teddy bears need to go? All of them need to go. You know, it's sometimes hard for people to, because she's so proud. And yes, look at this one, Sarah, and have a, oh, now this one's a collectible. You know, well, people want to buy your house. Unfortunately, they're not really that, you know, they don't want to see all these teddy bears. I've had another one where, you know, Game of Thrones / Lord of the Rings, major fan, yes, and you walk through the corridors of the of this family home and they've got framed swords everywhere. And, you know, that's great for that collector, but for a young family in a really popular, you know, pocket of a school zone and things, that's petrifying for some, for a small family.
Swords everywhere, yes.
That's scary, yeah. So, you know, that's just a few things that I've witnessed where, yes, that's great that you're into that and you've got, you know, a beautiful collection. However, when we're selling the home, it's got absolute, you know, nobody wants to see that. We want to see quite a generic look and feel where people can really picture their lives in that home.
I see here on when you wrote about, you know, what you'd seen as well, you say that you'd seen hair in drains and snot on walls and visibly dirty toilets. Is that right? People were trying to sell their home with that?
Yeah, I think it's very challenging for people to bring their home to market when they have children. So working out a strategy on how you're going to have your home open for inspection every weekend is a challenging one for people. But I go back to cleaning as being, you know, one of my top tips is just cleaning surfaces, because when, you know, for example, the hotel analogy, if I was at a 5-star hotel and I walked in and, you know, there was hair all over the drains and it's an instant cringe. And I see a lot of people let themselves down around bathrooms and en suites and things, where they're in a hurry. It's an oversight. But that can be a really costly oversight on the bottom line. You know, if you've got a multi-million-dollar property and that's how you're presenting it.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it, and some really good tips there. So hopefully people bear that in mind before they try and sell or lease their home.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good on you. Thank you, Sarah James, with us there, property presentation expert and interior stylist, talking about some of the do's and don'ts of when you open your home for inspection.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.